Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The words which engage us come from St. Luke and St. Paul. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." And from St. Paul, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Let us pray. On my heart, imprint your image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, "Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation." Amen. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So begged the thief on a cross hanging next to Jesus. Remember me. After all, who wants to be forgotten? We all want to be remembered. A card from loved ones on our birthday, a visit from a friend when we're sick, a call from our parents when we're in college, a little lonely. To be remembered means we're precious to someone. To be remembered means we've got a future. But as much as we all want that, there's this gnawing reality deep within us that sooner or later, well, who's going to remember us? Over the past 40 years, I've spent a fair amount of time in cemeteries. Not long ago, I had the opportunity to walk through a beautifully kept older cemetery with memorial stones dating back to the late 1800s. I walked along, row by row, and as much as I was able on those really old tombstones, I read the names and the dates and the inscriptions, and I couldn't help but wonder. Today, 2016, who remembers you? Who remembers you and you? I surmise that 50, 60 years from today, somebody's going to come across my picture in their attic and they're going to wonder, who's this guy anyway? And I surmise that in another 50 or so years after that, no one, I mean no one in all the world will have a glimmer of recollection of me, except for God. he will remember me. I have this promise and I live with this certainty. This promise, this certainty are my identity today, my identity tomorrow, my identity forever, and my future. For Jesus' sake, God remembers me. He will never, ever forget me. To his people long ago, God spoke these words of promise through his servant, the prophet Ezekiel, in chapter 16 of his prophecy. I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish with you an everlasting covenant. You remember that covenant he made with you in water, with his word, putting his name on you and his mark on you. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. What was it this convicted criminal was asking for in his plea? Well, in effect, he was saying, Lord, whatever you do, please don't remember the sins of my past, the sins of my youth, but do not forget me. In your mercy and in your love, do not let me die forsaken and forever forgotten with no future and no hope. Jesus, Savior, remember. Remember me. And in his compassion, the Lord responds, I will remember you. Today, you will be with me in paradise. And so it is that 50 or so years after he died, and someone found his picture in their attic, wondering who in the world this guy was. Nonetheless, he was not forgotten, nor was he forsaken. Rather, he was forgiven in the suffering and death of the one hanging next to him, and he was remembered forever. That's what it means to be remembered by Jesus. It means that he remembers you while at the same time, because of his suffering and death on your behalf, he forgets your sin. I will remember their sins no more, declares the Lord. For Jesus' sake, God does not recognize your identity in your shameful, hideous sin. He does not see you as a lawbreaker, as a liar, a petty thief, an adulterer. And one thing is for sure, he doesn't treat you as your sins deserve. Rather, he remembers you in the face and in the identity of his only begotten, thorn-crowned Son, the one who bore your sins in his very body on the cross, the one by whose wounds you are healed and known as his own and remembered as his dear child. I will remember you. That's God's promise to you. To hear that promise and believe it is to live, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, knowing that I am known, to know that you are known by God. Not just your zip code, not your social security number or your resting heart rate, but known by God in the depths of your soul. That's the key to your own identity and the basis for holding everyone around you as precious. When everybody else forgets us, not Jesus, never Jesus. He remembers. And he calls us to remember that he remembers us in love each and every time he gathers us together here around his table. And from his table in bread and wine, he feeds into us our true identity. Take, eat, my body given for you. Take and drink, my blood shed for you for the remission of your sins. Do this in remembrance of me. On the night of his betrayal, Jesus established this way of remembering, this way of remembering him and all that he has done for me and for you. And in this way of remembering, this Lord's Supper, we remember that we are remembered and we forget what ought to be forgotten, done away with once and for all. Do this in remembrance of me. Taking Jesus at his simple, straightforward word here means that as we receive the body and blood of Christ, we receive what God forgets, namely our sin and our guilt. And we receive what God remembers, namely us, that we are his now and forever. And in our remembering and in our forgetting, we remember that the old is gone, the grudges are done with, the harsh, mean words we spoke crushed, the evil thoughts that we had against someone else because of what they did to us, no more. Our hardened pride, that wall of arrogance bulldozed by Jesus. And we remember that by God's undeserved love alone, not because we're better than average or better than most, but solely by a love and a mercy we can't begin to dissect or deserve, we are remembered. And therein is our healing and our hope and our identity and our tomorrow. On November the 13th, 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. was dedicated. That black marble wall with the names of the soldiers who died in that long, gruesome war stands as a prayer for healing. Seeing the names, remembering the sacrifice, unites those living and those who gave their lives. To be sure, and to this very day, that remembering is painful. There are still a lot of tears shed at that memorial. But as painful as it is in that remembering, there is also healing and hope. The table of our Lord Jesus is God's healing memorial. In this world of sorrow and loss, in this world of addiction and abortion, this world of cancer and heart disease, of arthritis and Alzheimer's, of tears and death and decay, it is God's healing memorial by which we can safely forget our past, our sin, our guilt are over and done in the blood of Christ. The words he spoke from his cross are not just Hallmark card sentimentality. It is finished. Your sin, guilt, his work for you, done. The supper of our Lord is his memorial where we can then remember that God laid on his own son the iniquity of us all. Here the Savior feeds us his very body broken for us, his very blood poured out for us, and therein do we remember his death until he comes again for us. Relieved, redeemed, refreshed to know by faith that there is now no more condemnation for us in Christ Jesus. There is only this. Today, you will be with me. And so it is that Jesus gathers us here around his table this holy night before he was betrayed and crucified unto death upon the cross for our sins. And all we have to say is this: Jesus, remember me. Perhaps it sounds like this as well. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.